There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're really sad to have to say that we can't read all the books in existence as much as we'd really like to.
So we can try quite hard, to be fair.
We do try. We do try really hard. But pretty much every week on the show, we ask the UAE to recommend some great books for us, readers in the UAE. And I had quite a few people write in to me about one author in particular who's attending the festival, Sandhya Menon. She's the author of When Dimple Met Rishi. She's the author of From Twinkle With Love. And she's got another one coming out in May next year called There's Something About Sweetie. And I do love the play on classic rom-com titles, I have to say. I don't think From Twinkle With Love is...
That's Bond, isn't it? From Russia With Love.
From Russia.
Not really a rom-com. Sort of a rom-com. In a slightly misogynistic rom-com sort of way.
Yeah, I really love the title When Dimple Met Rishi. That is the one that I have read. I finished it very quickly. It's a cracking read. And it was such a change from everything else I've been reading as well. You know, after reading all the books for the Man Booker Prize,
yes,
which are quite heavy,
intense.
This is just a breath of fresh air. So it's absolutely lovely. Have you read any of her books yet?
I haven't yet, but I've read through the story when I got my last minute call.
I was going to say, because you've had less than 24 hours notice.
I did, but it sounds like a lot of fun. I will be reading it, definitely. I'm going to see her session at the festival.
It is a lot of fun. To introduce any listeners who haven't read the book yet or heard of it, it came out last year, I think, around May, mid-2017, basically. And this is what it's about. I'll just read the back of the book for you. Meet Dimple. Her main aim in life is to escape her traditional parents, get to university and begin her plan for tech world domination. Meet Rishi. He's rich, good-looking and a hopeless romantic. His parents think Dimple is the perfect match for him, but she's got other plans. Now, Dimple and Rishi may think they have each other figured out, but sometimes when opposites clash, love works even harder to prove itself in the most unexpected ways. And what it's about basically is Dimple is restricted by her family. She's great at coding. That's what she wants to do. She's got accepted at Stanford. But before she gets to Stanford, there's all this time that she wants to fill with some meaningful work to kind of improve her chances when she's actually at Stanford. And yes, there's something called Insomniacon, which is a great name for this course where they have a chance to compete to win they have to make an app, and it has to be the best and be chosen by this woman who is Dimple's idol called Jenny Lind.
Right.
And she's so determined to win this. She's determined that nothing will get in her way. And when she gets there, she realizes that there's this guy Rishi, and his parents and her parents have spoken. And the only reason that they've let her go to Insomniacon is so that she will bump into a potential partner.
Is she aware before she goes to Insomniacon that a marriage is being arranged?
No, she's not. Ooh. She finds out when she gets there. So things don't go well initially for Dimple and Rishi, and that's kind of how it starts.
Yeah, I liked it that I was reading the kind of descriptions about it, and it says that their first meeting begins with him saying, "Hello, future wife," which I can see would be a little bit scary.
And she throws coffee on him and runs yeah, away. And it's great. And it's just how things go from there. And it's just a wonderful story because she's so focused on she wants to win. And it was just, she's such a lovely character to read because like nothing will get in her way. And it's about how each of them kind of helps the other realise what's really important.
It also looks like quite an interesting kind of view of parenting, because all the way through, from what I understand of what I've read, she's fighting against mainly her mother, to be honest, more than her father.
Yeah.
But she's fighting against what her mother wants for her. But actually, every step along the way, all her mother wants is what's best for her and actually what she wants herself. But it's really hard for her to recognise it because she's so busy trying to rebel against it. But she's rebelling against what's actually good for her and enjoyable for her. So it's an interesting concept. I like it.
And it starts to get even more interesting when you realise that she is so determined to, you know, spite her parents by not liking him. And she's constantly torn by the fact that she realises that she is starting to like
it. It's a nice obstacle, isn't it? I like that in a rom-com.
Yeah. Speaking of rom-coms, this is the question that I've been thinking about, because Sandhya Menon, wonderful author, she's actually coming to the festival next year. 1st of the 9th of March is when the Emirates Airline Festival of Literature is happening. And she's going to be on a panel with one of your favourite authors, Rachel, the lovely Keith Stewart.
My hero.
And the title of the panel is, it's something to do with Happy Ever After, because I don't have the programme in front of me right now. But it's all about Happy Ever Afters in reality and also in fiction. And I've been thinking about this a lot, and I don't think I've come to any sort of conclusion, but I wonder what you think about rom-coms having to be believable to be enjoyable.
Believable is such a broad word because it doesn't actually have to be believable in the world we live in, but it has to be believable in the fictional world that the author has set up. Otherwise, you're just pulled out of the story and it doesn't work. Because obviously, if you talk about certain sci-fi plots, they're not remotely believable. And you have kind of, you do have sci-fi rom-coms in a way. If you look at Passengers, I know it's very controversial, but that is essentially what it is. And so it's not remotely believable that people are out in space frozen. But within the kind of universe they set up, it works. And so that would be all I would say. I would say it doesn't have to be real life believable, because that can be quite boring. It just has to be book universe believable.
Do you think that reality gets in the way of Happy Ever After? Because it's not.
I think they both get in the way of each other. I think that if you when I was young, I went through, this is one of these confessions that I probably wouldn't make if I wasn't here at short notice, but I read a lot of Mills and Boone books, and they're all about Happy Ever After.
Please tell me more.
This perfect man who just has no faults and looks after the lady, and, you know, it's absolutely ridiculous. And what it meant was that, and I read them too young. I think you're supposed to read them at the kind of age I am now, as just like with your cup of tea and feel a bit better about life. But I read them at about 13 or 14.
Oh my goodness.
So when I then entered the world of dating, I was like, who are these boys? They don't believe anything like this magical, dark, handsome man from my Mills and Boone novel.
I was duped.
I was lied to. Or where are the real heroes? And then slowly you discover they're not necessarily there. And so I think both get in the way of each other a bit. I think there's something wonderful about the escapism of a rom-com. And I think it can help you get out of any kind of even depression. Whenever I'm feeling really down, I pick up some kind of cheesy happy ending book because I know it'll work better than any sort of medication or therapy. It's just perfect. And then equally in reverse, you do have to take a bit of a break after reading all this feel-good fiction and get back into the life that doesn't always make you feel good, but it has its own special quirks and charms that can still make you happy.
Well said. That transition is sometimes rather difficult.
It can be difficult, yes.
But I would recommend to anyone who hasn't read it yet, When Dimple Met Rishi, if you like this sort of thing, Sanjay Menon's book is just the perfect snuggle up on the couch, especially in this colder month of December.
It does sound, I can see you have a copy there that I'm planning to steal from you, because having read about it.
Welcome to.
Yeah, I would like to read it.
It's absolutely wonderful. And it made me feel the same way that Eleanor Oliphant made me feel. It's that kind of uplit.
Yes, that's the new genre, isn't it? Yeah. I was talking to my agent, was telling me about this genre. I hadn't even heard of it and I had to go away and Google it.
It's a thing now.
It's a thing. Uplit fiction is a thing.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.